You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kohanim, every morning. Barbikat Kohanim. So the question is, where did we find this zechut that we every morning we are blessed through the Kohanim, Bezat Hashem, they are in the Bet Knesset.
Amen.
To be blessed through the Kohanim by Ibn Shalom. Where did we get the zechut? Where the zechut comes from? Yeah, it has to be the family of the Aaron HaKohen. But where did the Zechut come from? Zechut. So, Midrash brings, the Ribono Shel Olam told Kohanim, Ko Tevarechu. What does Ko Tevarechu means? In this way. So Midrash learns that the Ribono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, Ko Yehiye Zarecha. Ko Yehiye Zarecha. That's how it should be. So we have Ko Tevarechu, and then we have Ko Yehiye Zarecha. That's Avraham Avinu. And then Yitzhak Avinu, we see the Pasuk brings Vani Vahanan Nelecha Ad Ko. Remember the Pasuk? Every morning, those that they say it, Agadat Yitzhak. Avraham Avinu told Ishmael and Eliezer, Vani ana nilcha ad ko, again, ko. And then we have ko tomar levet Yaakov. Levet Yaakov. So you see here, Zechut Avot, the merit of the Avot HaKadoshim, Abraham Sarv Yaakov. The same way that Hashem says ko tevarechu, this way. So we have three times in other places ko.
Vani ana nilcha ad ko. Ko is aracha. So we have three times. So here we see Zechut Avot,
we are honored to be blessed by Kohanim. Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Mibaghdad, Zechuto Marein Aleinu, Rabbi says, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yisrael, Yeshurun, if you add the letters, Abraham, how many letters he has? Abraham, how many letters?
Five.
Yitzchak?
Four.
Yaakov?
Five.
Yisrael?
Five.
Yeshurun?
Six.
So now you add it together, how many you get?
25.
So here we see Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yisrael, Yeshurun, that is actually the name of all the Avot, get exactly 25. So Ko is also 25. It says Ko Tevarechu, so that means Bishchut Avot HaKedoshim, we were honored that Kohanim, they're going to be in Bet Knesset in the morning, and then they bless Am Yisrael. Now he has an excuse, but so now here, well, So now here, we see the first blessing that they give us is Yivarchecha Hashem veYishmerecha. So we have a negative forces for male and female. Male and female. The male is called Samech Mem. Samech Mem, you add it up, how many you get? 100. Samech Mem is a negative force. And then we have the female side, it's Lamed Yud Lamed. And unfortunately, people use it as a name. It's not a good thing. So now, if you add the female also, how many you get? It's 480. 480, and you add 100, how many you get?
580.
So we have the negative, and the negative forces, that is male and female, Sahar and Ereba, Samech Mem, and the Lamed Yud Lamed, You add it up, you get, how many you get?
Five
AD. Now you add Asher. Asher? Asher, no, Ein. Ein, Shin, Yud, Red. How many you get? Asher? Ein is 70. Shin is 300. How many?
580.
Isn't that interesting? Wealthy is exactly equal to the negative forces of male and female. It's very strange, no? You follow what happened? Yeah? So now here Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai explains a very interesting thing. It's a Maharal. Maharal, Igeret Tiur, says to have Osher, it's a very, very big test. Big test. Why? Because Ibn Sulam, sometimes to punish someone, the most painful thing here is it gives them a lot of Osher. Lots of Osher. And then all of a sudden he realizes that he's gone. And the most painful thing. But it was given to him just to punish him. Not that he deserved. So now here, when he says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. What does that mean? That means Kohanim, they bless us, that the Osher that you gain will not cause you pain. What does it mean? That this Osher that is given, this wealth that is given to you, Chas v'shalom, will not be as a punishment. Because it could be. Could be a big test. And that's why we are privileged to receive the blessing by the Kohanim to remind ourselves. Any time that Abraham Hashem Baruch Hu give us the blessing, God forbid, not take advantage of it. Do not chas v'shalom, use it as a weapon. And always ask Ibn Sholam to be deserving for the blessing that Hashem has given us. Hashem Yizakenu that always Shefa Beracha will be used for the sake of Ibn Sholam. And with that Hashem, Niske, Sheyeh, Techilatenu, Machuban, Ratzon, Niskeni, Yeshuot, Asorot Tovot. Amen, Ken Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.